Good evening, everyone. This devotional is being prepared for the 18th of August, Thursday morning. It's the evening of the 17th. It's about 8:30 in the evening. You know, today I was perusing the website of Donald Trump, which is Truth Social. And I was looking at all of the content that's on that, or not all of it, but a lot of the content that is on that website. And it's amazing how many people are on there talking about politics and government and policy and Trump and Biden, and all of these different races going on right now, but nobody is talking about the most important thing in the world, and that's Jesus Christ. Well, now there's a person on there talking about Christ. His name's Larry Phillips. They may not like it very well, but I posted several things on there in the last couple days. One of the things I posted on Truth Social was truth can only be found in the person of Jesus Christ, because he said, "I am the way, the truth and the life." So truth can be found on Truth Social now, you know, and that is Jesus Christ. You know, some people will spend their whole lives, you know, just think of the Congress people that, and the senators and the representatives. Some of them spend practically their whole lives in public service. I don't know how much they're servicing the public. They're on the dole. They don't mind taking the government's money. Chuck Grassley's been there for years and years and years and years. And so is Biden. And Pelosi, just to name a few. But they'll spend all of these years fighting, all of this infighting, back and forth. You know what? It's all futile. What God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to the works and according to thy might? Deuteronomy 3:24. Who in the heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? O Lord God of hosts, who is strong, Lord, like unto thee? Psalm 86:8. Among the gods there's none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. For thy word's sake and according to thine own heart hast thou done all these things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there's none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. 2 Samuel 7:21-22. Eye hath not seen, nor ear hath heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath promised for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 and Deuteronomy 29:29. Well, it amazes me how people will go through their whole lives spend all their time and in their endeavors, all these different things, in politics, in government, in their career, you know, going to medical school, going to engineering school, going to liberal arts colleges and so on, but they very rarely ever talk about the God of the heavens like we have tonight. All glory and honor and power belongs to God. There's only one that's able to open the seals. No. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and might. Not Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, not Hillary Clinton, not Bill Clinton, not Trudeau, not any leader on the face of this earth. Putin, or the guy over in China. They're just dust. They're made out of the dust, the dirt of the earth. And one day, their bodies will decay and rot and go back to the ground. Their soul will return to God who gave it. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind tonight after looking at, you know, all of these different social media platforms. There's a lot of them. Rumble and Tumblr and Reddit and Twitter and blog and Facebook and YouTube and Brand New Tube and BitChute and Parler and Cloud Hub and now we got Truth Social to add on to that. And iConnect FX and Vimeo and on it goes. Well, just go to some of those social platforms and just peruse what people are talking about, and it will amaze you how little emphasis is placed upon the creator of the universe, the Savior, the Redeemer, the one who came into this world to save his people from their sins. May the good Lord be with you this day as my prayer. God bless.